Hey Chris, I have a doubt. How old are you?
Well, I actually just turned 31.
Oh, so then means that it was a long time you left school.
School? Well, it looks like ages. It's been ages, but wow. Yes, it is a long time ago, actually.
So you can give us some information about the education system in Belgium. Do you like it or in that time, or do you think is improved in some way nowadays, or?
Did I like it in that time? I think nobody likes school or likes going to school. There were some nice parts on it, but generally nobody likes waking up at 6:30 to get ready and go to the school. But if you ask me if it's a good system, well, yes, I think Belgium has a really good system. I think, like the same in every country, you're. When you're 2.5, when you turn 2.5, you go to kindergarten till when you're 6. Then you do some basic school, do some basic formation from 6 to 12, and then you start deciding which direction you want to go. You want to do languages, you want to study wood or metal, I say crafts. But that starts from 12 years on. So in my case, I went to modern school, studied Latin. And then you do for 2 years till you're 14. It's also like a formation. And then once you turn 15, you really start going the direction you want, actually.
And what do you do?
Me? Till I was 16, I studied Latin and mathematics, maths. I was always quite good in school, so I thought let's just go as high as possible, and I did that till I was 16, and then after 4 years of Latin, I thought it's really a language that is not gonna serve me a lot. It's good for remembering. It's a lot of memory focused, this Latin. So I thought I gonna have more profit when I just go studying math. So I studied math and physics for these last 2 years till I was 18 and graduated.
Oh wow! Nobody likes math.
I did, yeah. I mean, some people like to study other things. For me, math was quite easy. I mean, it was just they give you a rule, you just apply that rule and you get the result. Therefore, as well, Belgium has this really good system. I've read in lately in magazine that regarding languages, we're in the top 5 in Europe with the education system, and regarding math, we're number 1. So I do guess Belgium has this good system. I mean, when you graduate high school in Belgium, you're well prepared for the job or other universities. I mean, exams are really strict, and if you they won't do you any favor. If you flunk, you flunk.
Okay, but that means that you now work on math.
I think everybody has to do in his life with math, and it's just good to have it. I do not work with it. I now more went into languages because it was given good to me. But this you don't know when you're young. You study in your own country, you're in Belgium, and you just study your language and one extra language. But then all of a sudden, in the outside world, I realized that I was good with languages as well. But still, math, and I'm dealing with that every day.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.